AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The world's largest meatpacker, JBS, says it will have many of its plants back in operation in the U.S., Canada, and Australia today. A ransomware attack closing some facilities earlier in the week. Chris Krebs, former head of cybersecurity for the federal government, tells NBC's Today Show that the only way to really stop the break-ins and ransom attacks is by making it impossible for the thieves to get into computer systems in the first place.
It is a business that is very profitable, and we will continue to see hackers overseas, criminals overseas, continue to flood into the market. And until we change the equation and the profitability of this criminal enterprise, it will continue.
New York City on Friday will set up vaccination sites in a number of public schools across the five boroughs. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It's going to be a way to reach a lot of young people quickly, and it's going to be a way to encourage parents to understand how incredible it is, what a great feeling it is to know your child is safe.
The mayor says the city leads a nation in vaccinating children from 12 to 17, 118,000 already getting the coronavirus shots. One of the country's top brewers is bellying up to the bar to get people vaccinated. Sagar Magani has more.
States and businesses have been offering everything from cash to game tickets. Now add free beer. The White House is backing a promotion by Anheuser-Busch to buy a round of beer for Americans once the nation meets the president's goal of having 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The number now is about 63%. Daily vaccinations have dropped below an average of 600,000, down from nearly 2 million in early April. The White House says the president's month of action will keep using public and private sector partnerships to encourage vaccination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A major online retailer sets a new special shopping day.
Amazon usually holds Prime Day in July, but it's been moved to June 21st and 22nd this year because of next month's Summer Olympics. This is Amazon's attempt to get people to sign up for its Prime membership, which includes faster shipping and access to deals. Other retailers, including Walmart and Target, have their own Prime Day-inspired deals over those same 2 days, hoping to lure online customers. Prime Day is held in 20 countries, including the U.S., U.K., and Japan. Last year, Amazon postponed Prime Day to October because of the pandemic and used it as a way to kick off the holiday shopping season. I'm Ed Donahue.
Denmark Technical College, South Carolina's only historically black tech college, is offering free tuition to the first 500 returning or new students for the fall semester. Enrollment has plunged from some 1,400 10 years ago to about 350 now. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.